ministry. We're going to talk about the challenge of living a life of integrity, a life of moral soundness, a life of purity. We should be aware of our integrity and guard it through prayer. Sometimes we tend to put on masks. Someone may ask us, "How are you doing today?" We may answer, "Fine, well, or I'm good." But if we are real honest, we're none of the above. And sometimes we may say one thing, but the way we live our lives is a contradiction to what we say we believe. And sometimes we rationalize our behavior, therefore compromising God's standards of integrity. We get caught up in explaining away the sins in our lives or just outright ignoring them. Some sins may have become accepted as the norm. But God is holy, and we must not compromise by allowing sin to be infiltrated into our lives. Remember, God is light, and He will graciously reveal what we try to hide, and He does that for our good so that our integrity grows. Let's look in Romans 7, 15 through 20, and see what Paul has to say about his own integrity. He says, "For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me." Can you identify with Paul there? I can. Just like Paul, I know what is right in God's eyes. But sometimes I do the opposite. I don't want to do that. I want to be more like Jesus, but sometimes my sinful nature takes over. When this happens, we've been deceived. We have given in to the lies of Satan. Then when we give in to Satan, then comes disobedience to God's truth. And then usually shame comes in. Then we try to hide our sin or forget about it. Then most times we are fearful because we know that God knows our hearts. We can find all of these same actions in the fall with Adam and Eve, where sin began. If you have some time today, you could go back in Genesis 2, 25 through 3, 13, and see where the fall of integrity began. And those same actions you'll see plays out. Let's now look at a couple of verses that tell us how we can be deceived by our own self. In James 1:22, it says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." We deceive ourselves by hearing God's word, then just dropping it right there. We tend to not apply it to our lives. We don't let it take root in our lives. That's when deception comes in. That's when Satan knows, "Oh, I got them now. They're not going to do what they've heard God said to do. So I'm going to step in and lead them in another direction." So in 1 John 1:8, it says, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." So those are ways that we can deceive ourselves. We know that when we say we have no sin, that's a lie. And if we try to act like we don't have sin, that's living a lie. We may blame circumstances or others for our sin, just like Eve blamed the serpent and Adam blamed Eve. But we should remember that God gives us a choice in the matter. We can choose to sin or not to sin. Now, let's talk about how can we be deceived by others. Okay, so others may be deceived by Satan. And because of their influence in our lives, we may take on their way of thinking and believing. We should be aware that this can happen to us. Put up your guard through prayer. Rely on the Holy Spirit to guide you. We must be grounded in the Word of God. If not, we can be persuaded to go against what God teaches. Immaturity in the truths of Christians' doctrine make the church like gullible children cost helplessly by the waves and the wind. And in Ephesians 4:14, it says, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. So it's telling us there, don't be firm in what you believe. Be firm on the truth of God so that you know when something is untrue and then you're not pulled in that direction. Now let's see how Satan can deceive us. In Genesis 3:1, we find that the serpent was crafty. He comes up with creative ways to make sin look attractive and innocent. We can be staring sin in the face and it looks so good to us that we are drawn to it. We can be staring sin in the face and we can think, oh, this is just something very innocent. But it's not. Be aware. Don't be pulled into the lies of Satan. 2 Corinthians 11:3-4 says, but I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes and proclaims another Jesus than the one we proclaimed, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or if you accept a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it readily enough. This is telling us that we can be deceived by Satan through people who share their thoughts and beliefs, but don't have scripture to back it up. Always, always go back to your Bible. When there's something in doubt, go back to the Word of God and verify what's right, what's truth. This can so innocently happen when we aren't guarded and when we're not grounded in God's Word. We can be persuaded to believe books and doctrines that are just not biblical. Had a couple of conversations this week, asked how they learned that or where they found it. Could they tell me where it is in Scripture? And we come to find out that it was not there. So how can we know when we have sinned? We search Scripture. We pray and we ask God to reveal sin, even in the ones that have been hidden so long we forgot about them. Remember, God knows everything about us. Therefore, allow Him to help us grow in our integrity, our moral soundness, our purity. He is always, always there for us. Let's allow Jesus to clean us up so we can be morally sound and live the life He has so graciously given to us with integrity. I love you, church family, and I hope you have a great week.